Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for another opportunity to praise his name, to lift him up on today. I just want to call out worship to order on today. I give God praise and glory. I magnify his holy name. God is good. So we're going to call our worship to order. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Let's see. Amen. Share my song.
That's 1 minute.
And praise God for that, the Lamb of God, the Holy Lamb of God. I thank and praise God. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 132. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord and bowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come unto the tabernacle of my house, not go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, an inhabitation, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephraim. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into the tabernacle. We will worship at its footstool. Arise, O Lord, unto thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let the priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. I have just read you from Psalms 132 from the first down to the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come today humbly before your throne of grace, Lord. Send you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come this, this afternoon, Lord, in the name of Jesus, asking you right now if we've offended anyone in any kind of way at any time in our life, Lord, please forgive us, Father. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything, Lord, anything that's not like you, Lord, please remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you today, Father, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. First of all, Lord, we have to come now, Lord, asking you to bind the strong man, Father. Bind up the strong man, Lord. Bind the strong man in the name of Jesus. Every negative word, every negative thought, every evil and wicked word or way in the name of Jesus. Every demonic word, Lord, I ask you right now, every demonic thing, to bind it up right now. Everything that try to come and anything that try to come against our radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bind it right now, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, to look down and have mercy upon us, in the name of Soto Bokumama. Look down, Lord, and have mercy today, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm asking you today, Father, we come right now. I'm asking you to bless everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice. Cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around the bottom to protect them, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger today. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100%. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now to take over this worship hour and take control today, Lord. Take over it, Lord, and take control, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, take over, Father. Take control, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for doing it right now, Lord. You know what we need, Lord. You know how to prepare the table before us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm calling on you, Lord, to take control right now. In the name of Jesus, I have no knowledge apart from Christ. And I thank you today. I give you all praise and all the glory and all the honor, Lord. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And for your glory. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just give God all the praise and glory on today. We just magnify his name on today. We give God all praise. And we just thank him today. God, somebody went to bed last night and didn't wake up this morning. We are blessed by the best on today. And I give God all the praise and glory today. Hallelujah. I give him praise today. And I thank the Lord. We're going to get ready to go right on in our testimony service. I give God praise. I just want to just give a shout out to the Lord, for God is good and his mercy endureth forever, and his mercy is everlasting, because it's new every day. Hallelujah. As long as you live, every day you get new mercies, and I thank God for that every day of my life. Hallelujah. He's been waking me up for 61 years. Every day, and I thank God for that. I'm not ashamed of my age. I thank God so many people didn't make it to 61 years. I just give God praise today. I thank God on today, and I thank God, hallelujah, that I live, move, and have my being in him. You know God is good. He is mighty in battle. You know he fight every battle that we have, and I thank him today. I don't care what I have. I take it before the Lord. I don't care what it is. It's nothing too hard for God to do, and I give God praise for it today. I have so many testimonies. So many testimonies. Hallelujah. I just thank God, but I just want to just thank God for my husband and how God is healing his body. You know, I just thank him, even healing his mind and everything, because we had to cut grass and stuff this weekend. I did. And he just couldn't take it. He came out there on that cane and got that lawnmower, and he stood and he cut what he could, and I thank God, even walked away from the pain. So I thank God, hallelujah, that I know God is my leading post. See, God will be your leading post, hallelujah. You don't need nothing else to lean on but God. He'll hold you up and lift you up when it need be. So I thank God on today that his mind is focused on what God will have him to do. And mine is to, I thank and praise God for my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grand. I thank and praise God for all of you out in radio land and those that's on our radio broadcast. I give God praise on today. Glorify the Lord on today. Oh, I just thank God. He is an awesome God. God is awesome. And I just give him praise on today. I want to just open up the line now. If you have a testimony, a praise report, or anything that you want to say for the Lord, this is your finest hour. Because you know what? Tomorrow ain't promised to none of us. Not one of us. So we need to praise God or give him some praise while we can. Hallelujah. The lines are open now. Hallelujah.
I just want to give God honor and praise on today. Greetings to Apostle Deborah Dean and Apostle Ed Dean in his absence. I'm just grateful to be able to be on the line and be under the sound of Apostle's voice on today. I thank God for being a keeper and a waymaker and always faithful to his promises. And my prayer today is just that God will continue to keep us and will continue to guide us and direct us in a path that he would have us to go, because even though we think that we're stronger at times than we really are, but I thank God for being our strength even during our weak times. So sometimes when we're going through some things, you know, the enemy have a tendency. That's the time when he really shows up and he really puts us to our test. But I want to thank God for just continuously standing in the gap and continuously keeping a hedge of protection around us as we continue to move forward in ministry that he has called us to do, because surely everyone knows that it's all about molding and making and preparing us for the ministry that he has called us to do. And I'm just so grateful on today that God has kept me. In spite of,
Lord.
He has kept my children. He has kept my family. And I'm just really grateful that he has kept the nation and that he is continuously keeping the nation. So I just, my request is that everyone continue to pray for the nation as a whole and pray that God will get the glory and the victory out of all the lives that's going through and that's, you know, that he has placed here on this earth, because his desire is that none shall perish. So that is the same for me. God bless everyone.
Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. I'm sorry I had a little interruption there. We just thank Prophetess Rome for her testimony today. God is so good, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm telling you, God is good, and I thank him on today. It's so many things, and we have to pray for the nation, because prophecy is coming to pass right before our eyes. We got to keep praying for the nation. Pray for your state, your city, those that have rule over you. You know, we have to pray for them. God would be pleased with us praying for them. Amen. Any more testimonies? Praise God. I just thank and praise God today. God is so worthy to be praised. I give him all the praise and all of the glory on today. Because you know what? I feel like God he's doing something. You know, all the time, because we have not arrived yet. So all the time, we're going through, we're on the potter's wheel. And we just letting God do what he does. So I thank and praise God. And my other testimony is, like I told some of the ones that was on the radio broadcast the other night, the Lord is blessing me to get my PhD, my doctorate. So in 3 weeks, by the grace of God, I live and nothing happened. I have my doctorate. I thank and praise God for that. But like I also told them, it ain't no power in the paper, in the title, but it's power in the blood and in the name of Jesus. So I thank and praise God, but I just give God praise for allowing me to get that far. Hallelujah. And I just praise him. I give him glory, not only for that, but just giving me strength to make it through at that time. I give him praise. And by the December the 15th, you know, I have it. Praise God. And I give God praise that I can even march with the class when they march the next year, whenever they march it, I'll be able to march with them. So I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For however they doing it, he's going to let me know, my professor, and I thank and praise him, God, on today. So if there is there any more testimonies on today? Amen. So we're going to have another song, and I hope I get it right this time. Praise God.
No weapons formed against me shall prosper. Thank you. fire in me. If you believe it, say you.
Against us shall prosper, and I know it to be true. I don't care. They may form, but they will not prosper. I just thank and praise God. This is our testimonial part of the service. We're going to, if there is any more testimonies, because if they're not, we're going to close out and go into our praise and worship. Hallelujah. We just give God praise. You know, I'm so grateful to God. I'm grateful. Everything is not the way I think they should. But God, I just thank and praise God, and I give him all the praise, because let me tell you something. I know the best is yet to come. I know that God going to do some things. He has a plan and a purpose for our lives. I know that. So I thank and praise God. He is an awesome God. We're going to go right on into our praise and worship. I hope I do this right, because I'm always getting it wrong. But I thank and praise God. Amen. Thank you. and praise God. Great is his, he's so faithful. Great is his mercy. I just thank and praise God on today for Pastor McKirkland for that. Because mercy, we have mercy every time we wake up. Every time God wake us up in the morning, that mercy is new every day. I guess we get ready to go into our word. I was going to do another selection, but, you know, the word is so important to me. The word is so important. I mean, I'd rather have the word and do a prayer after, altar prayer. So today, you know, we're still on the Lord's Prayer. And maybe this may be the last week because we at the last of it. And so Matthew chapter 6, verse 13 is what I'm on now, what we are. And lead us not unto temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I think on last week we touched on it a bit. And, you know, you can't say that God tempts us. It says, James 1, chapter 1, verse 13 says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one with evil. So, but I think it was like interpret wrong, or it was an impression, because it says, lead us not into temptation. This word lead gives us the wrong impression. I know that because James, what I just read, that is true. God does not tempt any man. A better translation for here is, leave us not into temptation. Leave us not into temptation. It does not mean to keep us out of it, but when we're in it, don't leave us there. But deliver us, evil, because sometimes, and all the time we sin, believe me, it's not a willful sin. It's not a sin that we just recognize we sinning and just sin. You know, but sometimes we sin and don't even realize we sinning. You know, but we don't want God to leave us there. We don't want him to lead us not into temptation. He's not leading us in there. But do help us out of there, Father. Do help us out. Over in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, it says, watch and pray. Let's see if I can find it. Anyway, it says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch here means to stay awake, be alert, stay on focus. Because we don't want to even, you know, we all sin and come short of the glory of God, but we don't want to stay in the sin. We got to get out of there. And God, if we watch and pray, is be alert. We'll have to pray and ask God, hey, please help me. Forgive me. I sin. Get me out of here. Get me out, Father. You know, we go and we repent, and he'll forgive us. He forgives us for that. Now, and right here in Luke 22, chapter 22, verse 40, Jesus was teaching in the upper room. And when he was at the place, let me see. I got to change for it. Okay, I cannot read my writing. Luke 22. we just got to stay alert. We got to watch. You see, here it is. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. He want us to know that we'll enter into it, just like that song just said, them weapons going to form, but they will not prosper. We enter into temptation, but we don't have to stay in that. We don't have to stay down. We fall down, but we have to get back up. And in order for us to get back up, we got to confess, renounce, and get on up. Dust yourself off, pull your bootstraps up, and go on. Go on back in the battle. Go on back in the warfare. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Father, from evil, because God can and will deliver us. He can and he will. Luke 22:46 says, and when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why do you sleep? That was 45, this 46. While ye sleep, rise and pray, lest you enter in temptation, because the Father knows that you can enter in temptation. You can eat, believe me, my mother always told me, trouble is really easy to get into, but it is very hard to get out of. Like I say, sometimes we don't know that we entering into temptation. Sometimes we don't know that we committing a sin. Sometimes it passes right on by. We doing stuff, and it comes so likely. Hey, you made that dress? Oh yeah, I made it. Or you made that suit? Where you get that suit from? You don't want them to know where you got the suit from, so you say, I got it from Macy's. No, you got it from Dillard's, because you don't want her to go get the same suit. That's like this. That's a liar. That's a lie. Just this simple stuff, and we don't even be thinking about that. I don't even think. You know, you don't think about where you get them shoes from. You don't want her to come to church next weekend with your shoes on? Uh-uh. Or somebody ringing your doorbell, you know it's a bill collector. You ain't finna let renter sit in to take the stove, you know you got to cook. Uh-uh. You're going to look at them out the window and let the phone ring. Hey, I done it, so I already know. You know, just stuff like that. You know, sinning and don't even know that's even classified as a sin. You know, but when you dig down deep in it, it ain't yours. You know, so then you have to repent for all that stuff. Repent. Renounce it. Repent. Confess. Repent. Renounce it. Let it go. Go right ahead on. Go buy you a $25 stove. Or get you a skillet and cook until you can get a stove. Ain't no problem. But see, God, he didn't just make this prayer. Well, we can't get through it. God has made a way of escape for us. It says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from a way of escape out of that thing. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let me finish my references. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There have no temptation taken you, but such as common to men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye is able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. A way to escape is always out. He'll make a way out. He'll make a way to escape. can't read my writing. He'll make a way for you to get out of there now. A lot of time, you know, we preaching this stuff, but we won't say what you got to do to get out of this stuff. God always make a way of escape. There have no temptation taken you but such as coming to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be able to, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, that you can't handle. He won't put no more on you than you can bear, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape it, that ye may be able to bear it. That's what it says. A way to escape, a way out, not necessarily relief, but power to be able to bear or to be able to even stand the testing, because we all are tested. We all are tried, but God has to strengthen us to bear or to go through what we're going through. A lot of times we don't go through, or we go through and everybody know you're going through. Just by how you're looking. And sometimes it devastates you just that much. But if you can pray and ask God to strengthen, Lord, take some of this burden off, take some of this load. I can't take it. I don't have this kind of strength. And God will lighten the load. God will take the burden off of you. He said, for every battle you have, it's not yours. I'll fight your battle. He's our ballast. We don't have to bear all this stuff alone. And when we think we're walking by ourselves in it, he's carrying us. It ain't even our footsteps that we're walking through with. He's carrying us. And it's his footsteps that we're looking at. They ain't even ours. Because we don't have it. We're not made out of something. He'll lighten the load for you. He said, watch and pray. And when he caught him sleeping, he said, why are you sleeping? Why are you not praying? You know what you got to go through, or you know what you're going through. You need to be praying, not sitting around looking at what you got to go through. Go ahead on and pray and ask the Father to lighten the load, or make him, ask him to strengthen you that you can bear what you got to go through. Because some things that we got to go through can't be changed. You got to go through. Some things you just got to go through. You know, it's some things you can't get around. You got to walk straight through it. And it's not that, it's the attitude, and it's the how you go through. Not that you have how all the other stuff, but it's the attitude. Murmuring, complaining, stuff. Hey, I'm number one. I'm talking to myself. Because I was the first one saying, how I'm going to do this? I can't make it. I don't know what. Instead of going to that prayer room saying, Lord, I need you to give me some strength. And until I did, I was running around here going crazy halfway. But until I went to the prayer room and said, Lord, I can do everybody else. I can work for everybody else. I better get it together. I'm asking you to give me strength and to show me how to do what I need to do. Show me how to do the things that's necessary. And God showed me, and he strengthened me. Oh, I was trying to have a pity for it. No. Go pray. Go ask God to help you, and God will help you. God will help you. He said, I gave you a way to escape. You got to go before me. He give us a way to escape. He give us a way out. And when I tell you, it took me this long, these many years, to get where I am, because I wasn't paying attention. Oh, when I was younger, I paid attention like in my 30s and 40s. I paid attention some, but then in the different churches, I lost focus. Hallelujah. They weren't teaching this kind of stuff, so I lost focus. Mm-hmm. But God soon got my mind back on the right track. Because sometimes we'll get off focus. We'll lose focus. But he said, hey, wake up. Why you sleep? It ain't no time for sleeping. I'm just not talking about laying in the bed sleep either. I'm talking about being blind sleep, not even looking, recognizing what's going on.
Amen.
But I'm talking about getting yourself together, stand before God. Lord, which way should I go this way? Do I go this way? You got to acknowledge God. Acknowledge the Holy Ghost. He right there with you. Can you help me, Holy Ghost? Tell me what to do. I need to know. And when you word God enough, the Holy Ghost, he going to say something. He going to tell you something. Somebody going to call and say something. You going to get some relief because they want you to ask them.
Please,
they want
you
to acknowledge them. That's what they want. We have to. 2 Peter chapter 2 and 9. 2 Peter chapter 2 and 9. I'm trying to turn to it because I wrote it down, but I can't. Not understanding it right today. 2 Peter 2 and 9 says, the Lord knoweth how the godly out of temptation. He know how to deliver us. And to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. Believe me, God know how to get us out. He have a way of escape for us. He has a way. The unjust not only will be punished in the lake of fire, but also are being punished either in this life while alive or in the intermediate place of Hades between death and the lake of fire and brimstone, because you know they got a holdover sale, hallelujah, to hold you up like you got when you go to jail and they put you in this little cell over here. They got a holdover sale. You're gonna get your punishment. But see, God, he know how to deliver us. He know just how to deliver us. He know how to deliver the God. He give us a way to escape. We just got to use it. We got to use it. When this word of God says we all sin and fall short of the glory of God, that means all, not them, but all. So we going to sin. And when we don't think we sin, we a lie, and the truth ain't in us because we do. It may be unknowing. And unknowing. But we sin. And when we do, all we have to do is go to God. Go to, just like I was going to my daddy when I did something and know I was going to get a whooping. Oh, I'm sorry, daddy. I can go to the Father who made my daddy, who made everything, and repent and confess and renounce. Get up and go back at it. Because you can't stop there. You can't, it's a way of life. You have to learn to go to the Father. And he'll take things and do it the way he wants to do it. Because he don't make mistakes. God don't make no mistakes. He has a plan and purpose for all of our lives. And if you're on the Father's will right now, just relax and stay right there. Just relax. And stay right there because it ain't always comfortable. It don't always feel good. But we all got to go on the Potter's wheel. And we all going to be on there. Believe me, I don't care how old you get and how young you get. When you're young coming out, hallelujah, especially if you got a plan and purpose for your life, you're going to go through from birth and going up. It's so many that miss the mark and miss the calling. There's so many still out there doing what they do, and he is patiently waiting. God is patiently waiting, and when he gets tired, he's going to snatch them out of there. He gonna snatch them right on out. Cause God got those kind of attributes. We need them. He got them. But we got to stay focused. Believe what I say. We can't sleep on. We can't go to sleep on God. We can't go to sleep on this thing. We gotta know when it's time to get in His presence, and we gotta do it. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 says, is this 3? Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. We're going to be tried. We're going to be tried, but tested. He made us a promise. The believers will be delivered from the time of the tribulation that will come up on the entire earth over in Matthew 24 and 14 through 21. We're going to be tried through the tribulation, but God made us a promise. He's going to keep His word. Because we have, he keeping his word, he kept the word of my patience, he said. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come up on the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. It's a great tribulation that's coming. But God got a way of escape made already for us. But we stay before the Lord. He won't tell us nothing wrong. He won't lead us nothing wrong. But we got to stay before the Lord. We must stay before the Lord because Satan is sent out. He got some big old bully demons now. He been sent out. And they are tricking fool us. They always trying to make us look stupid. Believe me, I look stupid. I always accusing somebody of doing something, taking some, all that kind of stuff. Make me look bad. But God say, shut your mouth and acknowledge me, and I'll show you what to do. And that's what I'm doing and been doing because Satan will try, he's accused of the brethren, and he tried to make us look bad before God and before the people of God. And so when you get tired of being made look like that, then you're going to start watching. He say, watch and pray. Watch and pray. He ain't talking about these folk out here. He's talking about the enemy using some folk. Watch and pray. And you've been in church 100 years, and you got to start doing what's right and what you know what this word say. He didn't leave his word here with us for nothing. We got to do it. When I tell you we do, we do. Time is running out. We got to start teaching other folks what to do. We got to start letting them know. He got a way of escape. You in your sin, you are smoking, you are screwing, you are stealing, wheeling, dealing. God got a way out for you. Oh, I done did it so bad. He ain't gonna listen to me. Yes, he will. Just repent and turn from your ways. And God will forgive you. He will forgive you. Clean you up. Put his word in your heart. And use you like never before. Because God give us a way out. We may have gotten in on our own, but God, he'll bring you right on out. Just like the prodigal son. He wanted to leave home with his inheritance. Left, went out to the party and all that. And came back without a dime. Humbly to his father. And he was standing right there with his arms wide open for him. He was sinning, willing, dealing, doing everything. But God said, son, it's the way out of this stuff. Come on home. I got you. He came right on home. He was standing there with his arms wide open. And that's the way God is. We fall down. But we get up. We got to get up. Let God clean us up. We not every disciple in that book, in the Bible, and not only disciples, all in the Old Testament, David and all those boys. You think they was perfect? They wasn't. Sin. He was a man after God's own heart. He had to get his punishment. He was tempted. God knew he was going to be tempted before he was tempted. Even Adam and Eve were tempted. He knew something was wrong when his boss was walking through the garden. But God gave him a way out. It wasn't what they wanted. But he could have killed them and created some more folks. But he allowed them to live. Like he's doing today. We got to keep our mind focused on the Lord, on the word of God. We have to keep our mind focused. Because God is so good. He's good just like that. So today I'm going to try to get off and just have a word of prayer. But this is the end. The rest of it is, let me get back here. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. This is a doxology. This is doxology right here. And you know that he has, the kingdom is coming. His kingdom is coming. And the power and the glory. Nobody has power like God but God. And the glory. So that's the doxology of it. But what I wanted to put in our minds was about the temptation. Because we're all tempted and tried. We're all tempted. From the pulpit on down to the back door. We tried. We tempted. When I tell you we tempted, we're tempted. And we got a way of escape. So I hope this helps somebody, you know, because when I tell you we all going through, we all got our crosses to bear. We all going through something. But this is the day and age that it is. This is when you get them fierce demons out there making people do all kind of stuff. So we test it, we're tried, we're tempted. So, amen. I thank and praise God for the word of God. We're going to get ready to do an altar call, an altar prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne of grace on this day, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. Let me open up the doors of the church right quick. I just preached. I'm opening up the doors of the church. If you want to be a member here, if you want to join here, this is a ministry, an online ministry right now, church. And if you want to be a part of ministry of this ministry, the doors of the church is open. Amen. Will that be one? Amen. 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 I'm not going to try to sing. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come now, Lord, just thanking and praising you for today, for this moment. Father, we thank you right now for everyone in the radio land, everyone on our radio broadcast. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. You today to cover each one of them, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus, and keep your angels encamped all around about them today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to bless their families and children and grandchildren, great grand. Father, please, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now to touch right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly, Lord, just giving you all the praise, magnifying your name, thanking you for opening your word up today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for what we're going through, because we know our go-through is for a better reason, a better cause in our life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know that when what we go through, Lord. You can give us a way out in the name of Jesus. I give you praise and I give you glory on today, Father. I magnify your holy name today. You are righteous, God, and I give you praise. I thank you, Lord, and I give you praise today. You are mighty God. You are mighty King, and I give you glory and I give you praise. You the good shepherd, and I give you praise in the name of Jesus. You're my way in, but you're my way out today. And I thank you today, Lord. You're the great high priest and the mighty God. And I thank you on today. I love you today, Father. I give you praise and I give you glory. Oh, Lord, I thank you for being peace among confusion. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now. You're the lifter up of our heads today. You're the sanctifier, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you're the righteous God. In the mighty name, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for being omniscient, omnipotent, omnipotent. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. Glory today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Nobody can do me like you do me, Lord. Nobody can love me, Father, like you love me, Lord. Nobody can hold me, Lord, like you hold me. Hallelujah. I thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for today, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for today, Lord, and I give you glory and I give you praise. I magnify you today. Oh, Lord, you're my strong God. I love them. You're my strength in the name of Jesus. When I'm weak, oh, yeah, and I thank you, Father. I give you glory and I give you praise. Magnify your name. Oh, yes, I do, Lord. I give you praise, Lord. Oh, yes, I do, Lord. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, I give you glory today. Lord, I ask you to bless this subdivision. I ask you to bless the city of Southfield. I ask you to bless the state in the name of Jesus. Every house in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, Lord. They may not understand right now, Lord, but I'm asking you right now to bless it and save every house. Every house, in the name of Jesus, all of my family, Lord, I'm asking you to save my family, in the name of Jesus, everyone on in radio, man, that's listening to me now, I'm asking you, Lord, to save them today, save their families, call them unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise and glory, and all I thank you today, I thank you, Lord, I thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, is so good, and he is worthy to be praised, hallelujah, he's worthy to be praised, Lord, I thank you for being in control of the radio broadcast, I just thank you today, oh Lord, I thank you right now, in the name of Jesus, I give him praise. He don't have to do what he do for me, but I just praise and I give him glory today. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory, Father. Lord, I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And for your glory, thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen and thank God. We love God today. Oh, I love him so much. I love God. Nobody can do me like God can. I love God. I love God. I love God today. I just like to love on him some because he loved me when I didn't know how to love myself. God still loved me in spite of all the things that I did, all the wrong things, all the sinning that I did. God still loved me. Hallelujah. All what I did. Hallelujah. He still loved me, and I thank him. For my shadow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else, but I was a wreck. I was torn from the floor. But God came into my life, and he straightened me out. Oh, yes, he did. He put his word down in me. Hallelujah. He cleaned me up. Hallelujah. Put me on straight street. And I thank God on today. is a good God, and I know nobody can do that. Nobody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we thank and praise God, and I'm not going to hold you any longer. Hallelujah. I'm going to get ready to dismiss. I thank God on today. I thank God for all of you that stayed on the line with me on our radio broadcast with me as long as you have. We serve a great and powerful and mighty God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for each one of these women that's on this radio broadcast and the ones, the people that's in the radio land. I thank you for them all. Father, we're going to get ready to dismiss now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. You all are dismissed. I will see you all right back here on Thursday night, where Thursday is Thanksgiving. But Friday, and if you all want to still pray Thursday night, you can, but I may be on there anyway, and if you all want to come on, y'all can, but if not, it's okay, but I will be on the prayer conference, on the prayer line. And at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern time, then we come back Friday and Sunday. Amen. But I will be on the Thursday at 7. I don't have nothing else to do but to pray to the Father. Amen. You all have a good evening. God bless you. I love you, and God loves you too. Amen. Good night. Good evening.